Coming to you live from the Culture Studios.
We got a new podcast for you guys. Guys.
The Inner Cuckoo Podcast.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
The show is hosted by Yip and
Jay.
Together in the Culture Studio.
All the way from sunny Singapore.
The Inner
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Podcast.
It's gonna begin.
A weekly show.
That's right, that we talk about anything that you want to hear and you don't want to hear, and anything.
And I mean anything.
Anything.
Everything.
Everything.
In a Kroger podcast. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Is that all, guys? That's all. Welcome back, guys. Welcome to the Inner Kroger. It's a podcast, weekly podcast with...
Episode 4?
Episode 4. And guys, you know who you're talking... No, you know who's talking on the mic now. That's...
Yep.
And I am Jay. And so, we are here to talk about tech reviews today. That's right. So last week we talked about the cameras.
Yes.
That we're going to get. A7. Do you talk about A7 III?
Yes.
And the Canon.
The new
Canon mirrorless. M3, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
M50, I think.
Yeah, M50. Yeah, correct. And a week has passed, or two. Two weeks passed.
Last week, there was no recording.
That's right. And I am confirmed Chop getting the A7 III when it's here.
No.
It's confirmed, guys. No. I've been dreaming about the A7 III and I have
1DX.
Yet. No, 1DX, too much. But that's for you, bro. That's your dream.
5D Mark IV.
No. I'm getting the Sony A7 III when it's out.
And the new Sigma lens.
And the new Sigma lens, Art lens 1.4, f1.4. That's really nice. But just a little update, guys. It's been a very crazy past week for me because I dropped $6,000 on Apple products.
What?
That's right. I went crazy and we bought the new iPhone X and for Matt, my girlfriend. And also we upgraded my MacBook Pro 2011 to the latest MacBook.
Congrats.
2017. Yes, that's awesome. That's
and
we're gonna talk about that
the
later.
Tiny thing.
And of course, what's on my wrist now is the iWatch. I think three. iWatch 3. The Nike version, the Nike collab.
Nice.
Yes. And I'm in love with the iWatch. Guys, it's good. It's great. So we're going to talk about Mac products and what I'm struggling with now currently because, I have an iWatch, but I own a Samsung S8.
Great phone.
Plus, yeah. Great phone, but it doesn't sync with the iWatch.
Yes.
So what happened is I had to get, because Matt has a new iPhone X, mm-hmm. when she upgraded her phone, and she extended her contract.
Yep.
So then I took over her iPhone 6S, which is much slower than the Samsung S8 Plus.
Yeah, you got a loser version of the phone.
That's right. So now the next plan is what I'm going to do this week, or maybe even today after the podcast.
What?
Yeah, I am going to try to sell away the iPhone 6S and the Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus, and I'm going to get the new iPhone X.
No!
That is the plan, guys. Give it up. So anyways, I got to sync this iWatch with the iPhone.
But what? If you get the Samsung Galaxy Sport, you can sync to either the iPhone or the Android.
No, for real.
Yeah. The Samsung Gear Sport.
The Gear Sport can sync to both iPhone and...
Yes.
What? I should have gotten the...
Gear Sport is cheaper, right? I think. I think it's about $400.
It's about the same.
Oh, about the same.
Yeah, correct. But
there's no Siri. There's the only loser thing about the Samsung Gear Watch is the Bixby.
A Bixby, yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, how good is Siri? I mean, Siri is good.
All right, try asking Siri something. Actually, does the watch have a speaker?
Yeah, it does.
All right, man.
So I can reply messages by talking.
Let's ask for the time. Come on.
Oh, okay. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
fail.
What time is it?
It's 6:06 p.m.
Oh.
Good evening, Jay.
Oh. It even says
good
my
evening,
name.
Good evening, Jay. Oh my goodness.
Hey, Siri. Good evening, Siri. Oh.
Takes a little while.
It's a bit rude. It just went off.
Is it because of the 6S?
I think so, maybe. Yeah. But anyway, the 6S is unbelievably slow.
It's the battery.
It's the battery?
Yeah.
Okay, granted it's 2 years, but I...
It's the battery.
Reformatted. It's the battery.
It's
yeah,
the battery.
The battery runs out very fast, yeah.
If you change the battery through the Apple battery replacement program, 39 Sing, I think,
mm-hmm.
your 6S should be quicker.
Than what? The S8?
No. Then its current state.
But yeah, but it's still going to be slower than S8.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm so used to the S8, the speed.
I know, right?
And an iPhone 6S is like killing me. It's really killing me. I don't even know. Like even a 1 second lag, right?
Yep.
I get frustrated and I'm like, why is it taking so long? It's like, you know, when you swipe your finger, right, it should move like instantly, right?
Yes.
But when it has that half a second lag, right, it just feels wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Are we spoiled?
No.
First world problems.
Yeah, this is definitely first world problem. That's because, right. You know, the third world, they are still using probably the iPhone 3GS.
Oh, yeah.
If they have an iPhone.
Yeah, that's very... It's very slow.
But that was my first iPhone though, the 3GS.
Yeah, the big one, right? The one the wrong back.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I still have it at home.
Mine, I still remember I got it through M1 and I had unlimited data back then.
Really?
Yeah.
And talking about this, right?
Yeah.
StarHub, is it? Unlimited data.
No. I'm no longer on unlimited.
No, the first one. The first one you got.
The first, iPhone 3GS?
Yeah.
M1.
M1 unlimited data. Okay, so M1.
No, back,
recently,
back,
yeah.
Back in the day,
mm-hmm.
in the iPhone 3GS days, unlimited was the norm.
Yeah. And then they took that away, right? And yeah. But now, right, Matt just recontracted, right? And there's unlimited plan, no, for M1.
But how much?
$118 per month.
You know what I paid last time?
Yeah, 70 plus, right? 80 plus.
I remember it was only 50, 60 bucks a month.
Yeah.
But you're talking about 10 years back.
Yeah. So now the unlimited plan is back because of the new telco, right? MyRepublic or Circle Life or something, right?
There's a newer one coming, TPG from Australia.
Oh, okay.
They're going to come in as well.
Nice. So there's 5, 6.
Circle.life is a virtual telco. That means they don't own the network. They lease from M1.
Huh?
Yeah. It's actually very common elsewhere in the world where you have virtual telcos.
But so weird.
So then, they share the infrastructure with M1.
Is it owned by M1? No.
No.
So they pay rent to M1?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense,
it's
right?
Sublet.
Why would M1 do that?
Why? They don't need to fear the network.
Yeah, because they become their competitor, right?
It's not.
No?
Because you're still getting paid for your infrastructure. Let's say
before that M1 didn't have unlimited, right? And then this Circle Life comes in and then they say, I'm going to give you a 10 gigabyte for 250 or something, right? It's a very low price, right?
Yep.
And then now everyone suddenly says, like, okay, I'm going to give you unlimited and stuff like that. Like M1 started unlimited again. Singtel started unlimited again.
Yep.
But you know what? StarHub has held up. They don't have unlimited. Oh, they have weekend unlimited.
Weekends, yeah. The loser plan.
Yeah. I wanted to upgrade my plan, right? To go for unlimited, right? So I called StarHub. And then I was like, hey, do you have unlimited plans? They said, no, we don't have unlimited plans.
The only reason why I'm StarHub is because of my sister's corporate plan.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is the only reason.
Nice. If not, you're going to change as well. unlimited data for $118 is worth it, no? Actually, is it worth it? Let me think.
It's actually capped. There's a cap.
There's a cap? What do you mean?
But I...
No, there's no cap. It's unlimited.
No,
right?
No. There's... For telco in all over the world, there's no such thing as a true...
Unlimited.
It's probably unlimited, but you don't have unlimited speed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's slower lah.
Yeah, so you probably be sprinting at a maximum speed for the first maybe 20 gigabytes. And then afterwards, they just slow you down.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's very common actually. So that's why M1 and Circle.life, they don't compete with each other.
Oh.
Because Circle.life still need to pay regardless of the number of customers they have.
I get it. Okay, so in example, like culture, right? Let's say we can actually buy like corporate from M1 lah. We can say we buy like a million gigabytes of something from you. Then we sell it to our members.
Yeah.
Something
it's,
like this, right?
It's like your shop. The size that you lease up from the mall.
Mm.
They don't care if you have business or not. You are still paying for the square feet. You know what I mean?
What you just said just totally hurt. You're right. Why do you have to say that?
If you have 20 square feet that is unused,
They don't care. Yeah.
Because you're paying for 1,000 square feet.
That's right.
It's the same idea for Circle Life and M1.
Ah, oh, I see. So to M1
is... it? Under Singtel.
I have no idea.
I mean, one of them. Mm-hmm. One of them.
Most probably Singtel, I think. Right.
There's quite a few. There's also a new one called 01 that's coming up.
Also same thing lah. They ran from someone and then they...
I think that's the one that ran from Singtel.
Oh.
And then MyRepublic is supposed to be the fourth telco with infrastructure.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't
get
the bid. So it's awarded to TPG instead.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I tested out, I think a few years back. I only one or 2 years back in Jurong with their Wi-Fi repeaters. Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't work.
I don't think they actually need to bid for a spectrum since they're using Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know telco business.
True. Anyway, the talk is not about that. Why did we digress into that? Just because unlimited data. Okay, right. So now let's get back to the main point. The main point is I'm trying to sell my S8 and there's a problem. You know what is a problem?
The resale market for S8 is horrible.
That's right. Okay, so I put up the iPhone 6S.
Okay, wait. How much did you buy the S8 Plus first?
I think with contract, I forgot about 700 plus, I think. I don't know, maybe 600 plus, 700 plus.
Okay,
the contract though.
You have to remember though, your contract is paying partially for the phone.
Yeah, so then I have to add that in, right?
You have to factor that in as well. So normally half of a contract is the phone price.
Half my contract is the phone price.
So how much is
my monthly?
Because if you pay 700, your monthly contract must be very cheap.
My monthly contract is $90.
Well, I still pay 700.
$80. Wait, how much I pay? 600 plus, I think 700.
No, because you're on the normal line.
What do you mean?
I'm on a corporate line. That's why we have a big difference.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Life's not fair.
I don't pay that much for my S8. I paid only, I think, that time, 200 plus.
Huh? 200?
And my line has a 60% discount.
Oh my gosh.
See, that is why I'm on the call. I like StarHub. Not because it's a good service.
Because of 60% and $200.
Yeah, so I get like 21 gig a month.
21 gig, how much?
I only pay, I think, $80.
$80?
That is with the add-on. If not, it'll be $70, I think.
That's very cheap.
No, and including the... because we share with my siblings the TV and internet.
Oh, yeah.
So I think my bill originally was, with the discount, I think it's only $40 plus $50.
Oh.
But it should be the $80 range.
What do you mean? That means you only pay $40, $50, but it's supposed to be $80.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. But I feel 21 gigs a bit too much for me.
I always use more than 20 gig.
Because I'm always in a Wi-Fi zone.
Ah, okay.
And then I have, I'm so used to, you know, especially in Australia.
Oh.
I'm so used to being deprived of 4G on the phone.
Oh, so you always tap on Wi-Fi lah?
Yeah, so I'm actually very data conscious.
I see.
Yes.
So when you go to the malls, right, like they'll ask you for your log in, your details and everything, so you log into everything lah.
No. You download the Wi-Fi, Wireless SG app.
Wireless SG app, okay.
Yeah, and then it just connects you automatically.
Really?
Yeah.
Anywhere?
Anywhere with Wireless SG, which is almost everywhere in Singapore.
Really?
Yes.
But is it fast? Sometimes it doesn't get that fast, right?
It used to be slow, but then now it's okay. It's actually, you can watch YouTube 1080p, no problem.
Really?
Yep.
With no lag?
It's free.
Okay.
But no, so far, no lag.
Really? A wireless SG?
Yes. You download the app for it.
Okay. Hey, why are we digressing again? we always digress. So guys, get used to the inner girl girl. That's what we do. Our brains just wander anywhere and everywhere. Yes. Okay. Going back to the main topic.
Yeah.
The resale value of the S8 is very bad, guys. So I put it up on a Carousell to sell the iPhone 6S. And I got like, I think like 6-7 offers immediately, even though it's an older phone.
They lowballed me.
But it doesn't matter because even when I called the reseller shops, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, we're gonna take in for this price, you know, that kind of thing. It's quite a good price lah, I think, for the phone. But I talked about S8, right? So I asked them, how about S8? Do you want to take the S8 together with the phone, right? And they immediately say, no, we don't want. We don't want to take the S8. I said, even like for any price, you don't want to say, no, we don't take S8.
Oh.
Don't take S8, no.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, what? It's a newer phone, but you don't take it?
There's actually a very, very big aftermarket for old iPhones.
But not for S8. The specs are so much better, it's faster, it's newer. Yes. And it's just 1 year ago. No, I didn't even use it for 1 year, no.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I'm selling it, right, is because I have the iWatch. You know what I mean? It still works great. I can't believe it.
Oh, then we should put it in the show notes. The Carousell link to your...
Yeah.
And hopefully whoever listens...
Which is no one. Come on, guys. You gotta listen to our podcast.
At least five.
That's right. Okay. Guys, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do a mental practice, okay? Since now we're starting out, right? We're gonna do this. This thing has been a lot of, you know, those YouTubers, those YouTube gurus, they say this thing, right? Like, it's a mental thing. You gotta visualize everyone listening to your podcast and then it will become true, right? So now I'm gonna visualize, like, we're gonna have like, okay, I want a number, like, in my mind, it's 100 people. 100 people are going to listen to our voices and our podcast, and then they're going to love our podcast, and then they're going to subscribe. 100 people. Yeah. All right. I've sent out this message to the universe, so I'm going to connect with 100 of you guys out there. Yes. Do you do it? Stop oming. Do you do it? You're supposed to do the practice with me, bro.
What?
Oh.
Damn.
No. I think what we can do is we should introduce this theory from you.
Yeah.
The infinite theory.
The infinite game. But this theory is not mine.
Infinite game.
Yeah, but this theory is not mine.
Oh, whose?
It's from Simon Sinek.
What? I thought it's yours.
It's not mine, bro. It's this guy called Simon Sinek, and then he came out with this infinite theory where in a game, right, if both players are in a finite game, For example, I give you like soccer, 90 minutes. Who scored the most goals? That's finite. There's a time period. Winner ends. You can find a winner after 90 minutes. Okay, but there's another game where there's infinite. So there's no timeline.
Yep.
And if you put a player who is an infinite player versus a player who is finite together, and then versus each other, right?
For sure, the finite guy will lose.
Finite will lose, even though he's stronger, you know?
Because he's finite.
Yeah, because he puts a timeline. But as long as his resources drain off, right, he will lose. So the infinite player just have to keep on hanging on.
Mm.
Even if he's a loser. Don't you think that's a very interesting theory?
So, all right. So let me read out the notes. If you think whether I got it correct.
Mm.
So number one, there is no end game.
For the infinite player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, failure happens more often than success.
Yes. That's not for infinite or finite. That's just in life in general.
Number three, embrace failure.
Yeah.
Number four, accept failure.
Yes. Accept failure as a lesson, but don't accept failure as a result. That means I don't embrace failure. I don't do things and I want to fail. I do things and I know that I will fail, but it's the process.
Okay.
Yeah. So I enjoy the process even if I fail, but I would work towards success, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, then success is not one-off or every time.
Yeah. Success is just a journey. So success, right, is like you can be successful today and tomorrow, and then on Saturday, you are not successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's an infinite thing. You know, it just keeps going and it's ups and downs. So celebrate when you're successful, and when you're not successful, just work hard.
Yeah, which goes back to point two, where failure happens more often than success.
That's right.
All right, number six, you don't stop. Correct?
Yeah.
Number seven, don't compare yourself with subpar standards.
Yes. No, don't compare yourself with the lowest in the market.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to hit that market, right?
Yes.
What you want to do is compare yourself with the best because you want to be the best. And then if you fall short, at least you're in the middle. But at least you try to aim for the best, and that's the stress level is there, you know?
Yeah. The next one is all decisions is for the long term.
That's right. Gary Vee says this all the time. Gary Vee, he says, have patience, right?
Yeah.
Don't cash in the start. But doesn't mean you have long-term goals, but you also have micro goals also.
Yeah, which goes to the next point.
Yeah.
Take short-term wins, but not shortcuts.
That's right. That is very good. Is that from Gary Vee?
No, that's from our conversation the last time.
Really?
Yeah, so woo! I just started to write it down.
Bro, we're digressing again.
And okay, last one. It is okay if someone don't believe in you.
That's right. You got to believe in yourself. And the most important thing for me, is that I believe God believes in me. So it matters that God believes in me because he's my creator, and then he created me for a reason. So I think for humans, everyone's flawed, and they only see your limitations. Most, they see the present, you know, like if they look at me now and then they see, oh, you're just like this.
Yep.
But God sees me in the end really, you see? Things that even I can't see yet. But he shows me in small visions and small dreams.
Well, I mean, in the sense that you are the finite player and he is the infinite.
In a way, yeah. But because we are finite, because we have a life.
Yeah.
Right? We have a lifespan. 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, and we die.
I think 80 years for Singaporeans.
Yeah.
On Singapore males.
Yeah. But talking about this, right? How long do you want to live? What's your dream age that you want to go?
It's a very... I don't know. 90 sounds like a nice number.
90?
But I don't want to be disabled at 90.
Yeah. I want to be... Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, but then with medical and everything, right? Probably next time at 90 years old, you'll probably have like robotic arms, robotic legs.
Oh, then I want to be forever.
Rich, bro.
If I have robotic arms and robotic legs, I want to be immortal.
Wow, this is very digressing, you know, because I feel like talking about this topic about living forever, you know.
That means in a crew.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
You see, bro, we're talking about resale value of S8, and then suddenly becomes this. Oh, we talk about this first, the infinite game.
Yes. Yeah. So, continue.
Yeah. So, infinite game. So, what I was saying, like, if you're an infinite player, you versus a finite player, right?
Yeah.
Most probably, the finite player will lose. Unless the finite player managed to wipe you out within his resource, which might be possible also, you know?
So, that means the infinite player takes a shortcut.
Or he gives up.
Or they give up, yeah.
Yeah, because they can't give up, right? Infinite,
yes,
they
yes,
can
yes.
say, I don't want to play this game anymore. It's so tiring.
Yes,
yeah.
Because they don't believe there's no end. They believe that there's an end game.
Yeah.
So it's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
You don't have to be an infinite person.
That's right. And if you go and listen to Simon Sinek, right, which is very interesting, right, he gives a lot of analogy, which is like
is
one
it
is the
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll link it in the show notes as well.
Yeah. So he gives a theory about the Vietnam War, where US is a finite player and Vietnam, the rebels, they were the infinite player, which they will not give up because it's their country, right?
Yep.
So no matter what the US did and tried to demoralize them and take over the country, but they won in the end because they just didn't give up. It was just there was no way they were going to give up. So no time frame, no end game for them. They just kept on going. And that's why US in the end, they decided to...
But not to be confused with the infinite game theory is a mindset, not a physical resource, isn't it?
Also physical resource, I think, right? If the infinite player dies, then that's the end, right? If you have no more people that's in the infinite, that means you have no more resource, no more troops. You have to have resources, so...
Oh.
Yeah. I think another example of infinite and finite. Was it Apple versus Microsoft? I think he gave an example about this.
Well, I mean, at this point now, Apple has $1 trillion.
Woohoo!
Do you know how much is $1 trillion?
Wait, $1 trillion of cash reserves?
Of yes, yes.
Like cash.
Market worth.
Market worth lah. Okay,
but
so
if it's money, mm-hmm. they can buy down Microsoft, Google.
No, wait. Microsoft, they can buy Microsoft?
And they can buy everyone down.
Really? And Microsoft?
And they still have money left.
Yeah, even bigger than Microsoft.
$1 trillion is $1,000 billion.
Wow.
Just think about it.
Gosh. Does Singapore Reserve have $1 trillion?
No.
No, we don't. We are even poorer than Microsoft. Poorer than Apple.
The budget was 9.9 billion surplus. For Apple, it's just probably a sneeze.
Oh my gosh.
9.9 billion. Do you know how much money is 9.9 billion?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Just.
But then again, right, it's nothing. You know, I just read that Bill Gates gave away 60 billion to charities. 60 billion.
I think his worth comes from the stock value of Microsoft.
Oh. But he gave it away. He set up charity, $60 billion, you know.
But I feel he's just throwing the black hole.
At least he's trying, right?
I mean, what good has it come off? Like, did the Africans, I mean, it's sad to say, but have they progressed much?
Then again, you never know because there's Wakanda.
Oh, yes.
Wakanda is a very technological advanced planet, I don't know, country, which we cannot see. That's true. It's still out there.
It is.
It's hidden under the poverty of Africa.
Maybe. And Black Panther is kind of protecting us from the unknown forces of the universe.
That's right.
Which
we have digressed once again. So, back to the Infinite and Finite Game. So, guys, why are we talking about Infinite and Finite Game? Like, how does it benefit? Like, again, talking about business wise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the finite player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is like Microsoft at one time where they wanted.
When they were young.
Yeah. Something like this. Like they make products, right? That competes with their competitors.
I think at the time was IBM.
Yeah. But then later on it was Apple. There was one time like Apple came on the iPod and then they came out with Zoom.
But the Zoom is far more superior.
Yeah. So you see, this is what they compete on. They compete on like products like, mine is much better than yours. I'm going to beat you and everything. And then, but Apple does things that they always have their users in mind. Like they are competing with themselves. They don't compete with like Microsoft or anything. Their culture. Their company culture. So how did this happen was when Simon Sinek, he gave a talk at Microsoft one time and then he gave his talk on like a corporate talk and then they gave him the Zoom. So after that, Apple invited him to go and give a talk. So and he gave a talk and then after that, he was with this Apple executive and he's trying to like sort of like disturb him. He's saying like, oh, you know, I went for a talk last month and then they gave me, at Microsoft, they gave me the Zoom and it's so much better than the iPod. And then the Apple executive turned to him and say, I'm sure. I have no doubts about that.
What?
Yeah. And he said, that's end of conversation. He didn't even bother to say anything because he knows, right, that products have, everyone would have an upper hand at any time. And doesn't mean that yours is better now. It doesn't matter to them. For Apple, the employees, they just believe in getting better, making the products better over time.
But iTunes is such a horrible program up to today.
Really? I don't know. I don't use iTunes. But
I hate it, man.
Huh?
I hate it. Like iTunes on the phone is great. But once you plug in the computer, oh my goodness.
It's bad. I'm not sure about that. But anyways, that's another way to look at it. Because iTunes, right, is bad, but they totally change the way music is distributed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It does.
Yeah. So
no, I mean, I think the shop is okay.
Mm.
The iTunes shop is fine. But it's just the desktop. I don't know why.
Yeah, anyway. So Apple has this company culture of like having the infinite game where it's like you can be better today, I will better you next day. It doesn't matter to them because they compete with themselves and it's an infinite game.
I mean, now they do have infinite money though.
Yeah. And so that's why they're winning,
so
right?
So now they're truly an infinity entity.
Yeah, that's right. So, talking about this, how does it apply to what we can do? We can, after listening to this speech, right, mm-hmm. I was thinking about how I think about running culture, my own business, right? Yep. And I used to be like the finite player, you know? I used to be like very uptight every week, every day, like looking around, all these competitors coming in, I gotta be better than him, I gotta be... Blah, blah, blah. And I end up being very stressed. And also I end up being like... there's never an end, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It becomes very tiring. The process is tiring. I don't feel motivated. But after hearing the infinite game, right? Then yeah. I start to think that, hey, that's right, no? Like everyone has new... My competitors have their own way of doing things and I have my own way of doing things. So I just have to focus on what I'm doing. I got to see what they're doing also and mm-hmm. I also got to make it better. But I don't have to keep pushing that way. You know what I mean? It's like an infinite game. So what I need to do, right, was actually to always...
Improve?
Improve and just keep on going. Don't stop. The person that stops, right, is the person that loses.
Speaking of improvement, saw your Instagram and you had some sponsorship.
Oh.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about that because no one's going to listen. But anyway, guys. So, we are sponsored by C3 Fit and they have very, very...
To be specific, it's Culture Studio, not the podcast.
Oh, yeah, Culture Studios, that's right. It's sponsored. The instructors are sponsored by C3 Fit where they give us their latest apparels and there's like compression tights and everything.
Are they a local company?
They are distributed locally by a local company, but of course it's from, I think, Japan and it's first medically...
Nice.
What do you call it? Medical... What's the word? Certified apparel.
So, the major question.
Yeah.
Is it actually comfortable?
It is very comfortable.
Then the second major question, the price.
Oh, the price. Okay, the price is comparable to the other brands out there, which is the more established brands. Like two times you.
Oh, 2XU.
Yeah, 2XU, correct. So, actually, 2XU is called 2XU.
Is it?
Yeah, food for thought, guys. So we used to think it's 2XU, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the brand is two times U. So they actually say, because we worked with them before,
right.
And they were explaining like, the meaning behind it is like when you wear it, it gives you double the performance. 2XU.
No.
Yeah. So they corrected me a few times because I said, oh, it's 2XU. And I said, no, bro, it's 2XU. All right.
I think Under Armour has more oomph.
Under Armour?
Yeah, I mean, you buy the compression.
Under Armour has compression.
Yeah. They sell everything. They sell shoes. Socks.
But their compression tights are not very known. Right? Are they known?
No, but at least you know, like there's an oomph to the name, Under Armour. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You know, you probably I didn't buy before, but I have a few friends who have it. They say, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
It's better than 2XU.
Mm. Under Armour, right, it's interesting because their brand actually was going up, right, at one time.
They came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And they had a vision to sponsor really good athletes. Like,
I think now LeBron James
is inside?
I think so.
Oh. But before that was Stephen Curry when he was a nobody, right?
Who is Stephen Curry?
Stephen Curry is from Golden, the basketball team.
Oh.
The Warriors. Golden State Warriors. GSW. Yeah, but the
thing is, Under Armour just came out of nowhere and now they're everywhere.
Yeah, because the marketing is good. And then they sponsored the athletes, right, when they were no one. You know, like Anthony Joshua, you know?
No. Nope.
The world boxing heavyweight champion currently. He's from UK.
Not Mayweather?
No, Mayweather is the lightweight, middleweight or flyweight or something.
Oh.
Yeah, but this guy is the heavyweight. Like Mike Tyson and Holyfield.
Yep.
He's the current heavyweight champion and I think undefeated if I'm not wrong.
What?
Very handsome guy, very charismatic.
Undefeated.
And he's like he was very clean image. You know what I mean? He doesn't have much affairs or anything. But recently because he's been like quite prolific.
Prolific.
Yeah. So he's like getting a bit of bad boy press, like, you know, hanging out with the wrong company and stuff, because he's famous and he's rich now, right?
Yep.
So of course, a lot of people will start, you know, gathering around him, which goes to my next topic about friends.
Oh.
Show me your 5 best friends and I'll show you who you are. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, so he's, yeah, he used to be this really clean boxer and, you know, he faced all the challenges. Every challenger that he boxed with, he won. Mm-hmm. And then I think knocked out or something like that. So he's really, really good. Yeah.
Knocked out is actually quite rare in boxing.
Yeah, nowadays, but I think it's quite good. So
like,
he's
like the image of a knocked out is, I think it's got popularized by
Mike Tyson.
Rocky.
A Rocky, yeah.
The movie,
yeah.
But you don't actually, in the real context, there's not much.
I think there is.
I know MMA, there's a lot of knockouts.
Yeah, yeah. Tap outs or submission move.
Yeah, but I don't think boxing has. Because you have to imagine how strong must the person be.
Yeah.
Because they're wearing a padded glove.
No, but then again, 12 rounds, you're exhausted. Can you imagine 3 minutes, right, per round?
Yep.
Or 1 minute. 1 minute, 3 minutes?
I think it's 3 minutes.
I don't know, per round, you know. And you know how cardio intensive that is? Because you have, when you're boxing, right, you're squeezing all your muscles. The guy hits you, right? And then you're walking around, you're bouncing around.
Yep.
And then every time you throw a punch, right, that exhausts a lot of strength. Yeah? Can you imagine? Every time you throw a punch, so your energy wears off, right? And then you're always tightening your muscles, right? It's like doing crunches non-stop for 3 minutes.
Oh.
Impossible, you know?
I can't even do 10.
Yeah. So they are at that level, you know. That's why when you get knocked out, right, probably it's fatigue. And then also maybe, and then the power of the punch, of course, right?
Yep.
You get punched by these heavyweights, right? Yeah, their punch is not my punch, you know, it's like
a truck.
Yeah, like a truck. Wow. It's crazy, yeah. Anyway, why are we digressing to that?
Because it's in a girl.
In a girl, we started talking about S8 resale value and then went into mobile data and then went into infinite game and then went into how long you want to live. And now we're talking about Anthony Joshua.
So let's go back to the original topic. So you're going to sell the S8 on Carousell.
That's right.
And your
no, no, no,
6S?
No. I'm still trying to sell it away to anyone. Anyone, like even a shop or something.
All right, how much did you list it on Carousell?
I listed it at $800, but I'm willing to go down to $750.
All right, if you quote the podcast, it's going to be $750.
Huh? If I what?
If you quote the podcast.
Yeah.
And he'll deliver it to you.
No. You collect on your own. Or you pay the mailing charges. And if it's spoiled during the mail, too bad.
Come to the studio.
That's right. Anyways, the plan is I'm trying to sell the phones, and then I'm trying to get at least minimum $1,001 or $1,000, and then I'll pay the difference for the iPhone X. That makes sense, right?
Why don't you get the iPhone 8 Plus instead?
Okay. So this, oh my gosh, you just opened a can of worms there. Okay, so iPhone 8 Plus, right, is the same specs, exact same specs as iPhone X, right? Except for what?
Okay, so the notch.
What's the notch?
The notch on the screen, that little black thing that sticks out, that is the difference.
Oh, that's the facial recognition.
Yeah.
But that's not important, right?
It depends. If you want to have the, what do you call that? The emoticons with your face.
Oh.
Yeah, when they turn you into an animal.
That's the only thing lah.
And your facial unlock.
Oh, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Right? I think the camera is
the same.
Slightly better, I think.
Is it? No, it's the same. I saw exact same specs, you know?
Oh.
Like I was comparing the specs side by side, right? It's like exactly the same thing, you know? That's how I was thinking, why?
The 8 Plus also has wireless charging.
Yeah. Also has wireless charging. iPhone X also wireless charging.
But iPhone X has no thumbprint.
Oh, is that a game changer?
So imagine you want to buy something, you got to unlock with your face.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you know, you try to do PayWave.
Yeah. You gotta unlock your face.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So actually, like, iPhone X is good now.
Like you can do it discreetly with the Samsung S8. You know, you just tap at the back and then you move the phone as you tapped it.
Yeah.
Like it's a very smooth motion. Action.
Yeah.
But the iPhone X, you gotta look at it.
Uh huh.
And then tap it.
Oh, I see.
But I mean, it's a small issue. I think you'll be pretty used to it. You know, after one or two times.
Yeah. Is it a game changer? Let me think. Yeah, so actually, right, this thought did come. I was very torn, right? Should I get the iPhone X or should I get the iPhone 8S?
Okay. Another thing is the iPhone X.
Yeah.
Is actually smaller than the S8.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're using an S8 Plus.
Yeah, yeah. But the screen is the same size. This is bezel-less, right?
No. The whole phone, it fits into the screen of the Samsung S8.
Also, it's smaller.
Yeah. So the Samsung S8 has an actual bigger screen than the iPhone X.
But that's not the point. I'm talking about iPhone.
So
iPhone S8?
No.
iPhone 8.
iPhone 8 Plus. So if you buy the iPhone 8 Plus, you'll probably have a bigger screen than your S8 Plus.
No, but I went to see the features, right? They say it's the same, you know?
No.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But they say it's the same.
The other day I compared, I put Matt's phone into my, like I stack it on top.
But yours is iPhone 8?
8, yeah.
Yours iPhone?
No, Samsung S8.
Yeah, but I'm talking about iPhone 8S.
I'm saying the iPhone X stacks into the screen of the Samsung S8.
Yeah. So it's smaller than the Samsung, but if you compare the iPhone 8S with the iPhone X.
Oh.
Yeah, then it's the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. Yes. So.
You should just get the iPhone 8 Plus.
Should, right?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, it's a bit cheaper. 1,000 plus.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah, a lot cheaper, yeah. But then again, am I getting something that is less efficient than an iPhone X?
No.
Because it's new.
You still have the same problem all iPhone have. After 2 years.
Oh, it still lag.
No, actually after 1 year.
It will lag.
Yeah.
A Samsung? No? Still lags also, right? Every phone will lag, right?
But iPhone is known to...
lag.
Yeah. Because the thing with Android is they are always pushing for faster OS.
Uh-huh.
Because they know not everybody can afford the Samsung S8. Or they can't afford the high-tier phones.
Okay.
So the OS is always catered towards the low-end phones. Okay. Whereas the Apple phones, the OS is always catered to the high-end. So as your phone age, you were high-end, but that was last year. And then you're not this year's high-end. So you suffer a bit of a performance issue.
I don't get it.
That means, okay, you are number one last year, but then you didn't win the competition this year. But you still think you're number one, but you're not.
Wow. That goes back to infinite and finite again.
No, then you're delusional about yourself. Because you still think you're number one, but you're actually not number one anymore.
How come? Because
a new number one is there already. Like the iPhone 8, and the 8 Plus, the 8S, 9.
But the Android, they also keep improving every year. It's the same one. Like Samsung 8 was last year, then now it's Samsung 9.
Oh, but the OS is not. The OS always caters to the low end.
That means it's always the same.
So if it's fast on a low end phone, you feel even faster on a high end phone.
Wow, this is confusing, man.
Just imagine the road, okay?
Mm.
The road has five lanes.
Mm.
It does not matter whether you have a fast car or a slow car.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Five lane is five lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you have a fast car, you can go faster.
Mm.
Because you have five lanes, you can zigzag around.
Yeah.
That is for Android.
Mm.
Well, if it's an iPhone, you only have two lanes.
Okay, but iPhone is supposed to be... these two lanes are supposed to be smoother and faster already than compared to five lanes. Right?
Correct. But
that's why people buy it, right?
As the year go past, you know, there's going to be more and more cars.
Okay.
Your two lanes is going to slow you down. Because it's a two-lane design. It's not a five-lane design.
Is it? Does it work like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's an infinite theory also. If there's only two lanes, at one point, it will be filled with cars. But if it's five lane, it takes longer. It will still be filled with cars at some point, but it takes longer. And then the thing is, the five lane will become six lane, will become seven lane, will become eight lane. But the iPhone, the Apple, is still two lanes.
But if it's like this, why don't they increase to three or four lanes or five lanes? Because they have the resource to do that.
If not, how would you buy new phones?
But the same for Samsung and the rest. Right? They also want people to buy new phones, right?
Yeah, but that is only a small subset of the market. Because you have to remember, like, the world is like 7 billion people.
Uh-huh.
And like, we are only the first billion
that have the phone,
that is living in a English speaking internet world. Do you know that we are actually the 1%?
I can't. Yeah. That's something that I can't wrap my head around, because it seems like everyone is doing it, right? It seems that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe I haven't been going out enough.
But that is the thing. If you're a customer that buys a high-end phone, you always buy a high-end phone. So you don't really care too much. Because money is not an issue.
Yeah.
But if you were to start to buy the low-end phones, then you will start to see the performance of the Android really shines. So I used to own the Xiaomi.
Oh.
The Redmi series. The Redmi series is a budget
Android phone.
Budget Android phone.
But there's a lot of people who use Xiaomi that thinks it's very good, no?
That is because of the OS. The hardware can only do so much.
Oh.
It's the OS that actually is the one taking advantage of the hardware.
Yeah, but I don't get it. Because why? But OS is supposed to be Apple's strength.
The latest Apple product, yes.
On the latest Apple product.
Yeah, but if you have the latest Apple product from 3 years ago and you use today's Apple OS,
mm-hmm.
you'll be slow.
Yeah. It's just like my Mac, right? Yeah. Which I experienced, right? 2011.
Yeah.
It works fine, right? But then it takes 7 hours to export a video, where the latest MacBook Pro just takes
only, at that time, it's only one lane.
I see, I
and
get
then now
it.
You're driving a truck through the one lane. You know, you clog up everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Have you saw the Microsoft Surface Book?
No, is it good?
Oh my God.
It's very good.
It comes with detachable base.
Oh yeah. Like a pad lah.
Yeah, so you have like a iPad, you know,
yeah.
And then you can connect them together and you got a full-fledged laptop.
Yeah. Is it that good? Is it very good?
It's expensive.
How much? 4,000?
I can buy a Acer gaming computer, a gaming laptop, and iPad for the price.
Oh. But if it's really good, right, if it can give you the performance, then it's worth it. Because it becomes a pad, and then, you know. But then last time I think I did try once to buy that kind of computer pad system, right? But it sucks, you know. Like the pad really cannot do much. You know, it's like iPad, right? Yeah. Just with a keyboard.
Yeah, so I actually rather have a iPad and
a Mac or a Acer computer.
Yeah.
Which is still the case now, right? That means Microsoft Surface is not really that good.
It's good.
Average lah.
Oh, someone is doing...
What is he doing?
Vlog.
Vlogging? Oh, hey. Vloggers.
Oh,
he just dropped the camera. Oh my gosh. All right, guys. You don't know what's happening. Someone walked past the studio and was vlogging and she just dropped... Yeah, she just dropped her camera.
Fail. Oh my gosh.
Maybe I should go and sell her my iPhone 6S now.
Ah, no. Samsung.
Oh yeah. Talking about the Samsung, right? Actually, I was vlogging on the Samsung on the latest vlog episode, right? Do you see that? The snippets where I didn't use the Sony A7.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so I think the start of the vlog and then the middle part where it's very small.
Okay.
Yeah, where I was vlogging with the Samsung.
But the start is where the Mavic Air flies up.
Oh, no, after that. Oh. After the...
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, how's the Mavic Air?
Oh, it's here.
Oh, are you gonna try to fire up in the studio?
No. But I need to fly this more often because I want to get used to it. And there's so many functions, you know, like there's the follow me and then there's the turn around and so many functions which I haven't even tried yet.
You didn't even try the hand gestures?
Yeah, I haven't tried. So I think, my aim was to actually fly the drone an hour a day. But I'm so lazy, you know. It's something, okay, talking about this, right? Back to this topic about infinite and finite games, right? And motivation stuff, right? It's like we were talking about it the other day, right? It's so easy to say like, hey, just fly the drone for 1 hour a day and you're going to get very good at it, right?
Yeah.
But just to actually fly the drone an hour a day, right? I cannot even commit to that, no? And it's fun things, you know? It's fun. I could actually wake up at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, a little bit 1 hour earlier just to fly the drone. But even so, right, I get a bit lazy. You know what I mean? Just to start.
The infinite game theory don't address the finite motivational.
Yeah, I think we have to have infinite theory and with finite goals or something. I don't know. You have to have a mix. You think? Yeah, probably like this, right? Because you see, Apple, right, has infinite goals, and then he also has finite. I think Simon Sinek did say something about this. Like, you have to have long-term and short-term thing, I think. Yeah. It's probably like Gary Vee or something. Right?
So, that is the point number 9. Take short-term wins, but not shortcuts.
Yeah, that's right.
And point number 8.
Mm-hmm.
All decisions is for the long-term.
Yeah.
And then point number 6, you don't stop, is the most difficult to achieve.
Yeah, you don't stop. And then maybe the other thing that's difficult to achieve, since we are on this now, is constantly doing it every day.
Yes.
Constantly doing it. Like, even talking about this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Like, no one listens to the podcast. Like, now, although we have just sent out a message to 100 people in the universe, and they're going to listen. Oh. That's right. But we are still doing it, right? So it's like a waste of time to some people. But to me, it's not really a waste of time, because we've committed to do this once a week. So we have to do it once a week, right?
Almost.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, there's real life crisis.
That's right. But, you know, but this is once a week, so it's still doable. But if we say every day, you know, every day, that's going to be very difficult.
I actually want to do a daily
podcast.
I think I'll call it Inner Crocodile every day.
Woo!
But the thing is, if I were to do that, I think the audio quality will have a drop.
That's not even a main issue. It's like our topics, and then how to, you know, actually even just talking 1 hour, right? It takes a lot of energy.
It does.
It does, you know. Yeah, I feel tired after talking, like, sometimes, you know what I mean? It's like, it's like singing, or even after teaching a singing class, I feel drained. It's like energy given out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, everything you do is a...
it's energy output.
It's a transaction, actually. It's an energy transaction.
Yeah.
Because whatever you're thinking, takes energy to think. And then to, you know, actually make it happen, you need energy to move.
Yeah. So whatever we're doing now, right, is creating this energy, you know, this momentum online every week. And then it's creating something that we can't even see yet, you know what I mean? Now it's like a small little ball rolling and nobody cares, and we're two of us just rolling this small little ball of energy. And then slowly you can see, maybe,
you know,
in 10 years' time, maybe we're talking about this.
6 months.
No, I'm saying, like, in 10 years' time, maybe we're having this podcast in like a 1,000-people studio where everyone comes, and then we're interviewing Gary Vee and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It might happen, right? So,
yeah, instead of, you know, we pay Gary Vee to come down.
He pays us.
Uh-huh.
Why not? Gary Vee, hashtag Gary Vee, come on. And he'll be like, fuck you.
Fuck you back.
Yo, anyways. So, why are we talking about this again? Digressing.
Infinite theory.
That's right. And setting daily goals and actually executing. So the simplest things can be achieved if we have daily goals and daily habits, right?
Yes.
And then the daily habits, right, which links, you know, I always have this thought, like, if you can do it every day, but you also have to have friends around you that motivate you to do it every day. Example, if you have fitness friends that go to gym every day,
it does make a lot of difference.
Yeah, you go gym every day, because they'll say, hey, are you going gym now? Maybe if you have one friend, right, that's not enough. Maybe two friends that goes gym every day, it will influence you, because you have the, hey, I got to meet my friend there, right?
Yeah, it does make a lot of difference. Because when I was going to gym last year versus when I was going to gym when I was 16. I mean, age aside, but at that time, I was going with two or three friends to the gym.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to reach new level.
Yeah. Even
when you're pushing the weights.
Yeah, even the podcast, right? Like, if you ask me to do it alone, right?
Yep.
I will not do it, no. Sad to say, you know what I mean? Like, last week I could have just done Inner Crocodile alone, right?
I'll be too lazy. Lazy.
That's my honest truth, guys. So I think
I judge you.
That's right. That's right. But friends are really, really important. And also how to consistently grind through daily, even if you don't feel like doing. Right. And this is a good example. Like last night, right? I didn't do the vlog. I have stopped vlog editing for the past 1 week. Mm-hmm. And every day, right, it's on my mind, you know. Like, I have to do the vlog edit. So I open And I had a new Mac, right? So I keep wanting to try it, right? But I just, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I just didn't have the energy to sit down and do, you know?
Yep, yep.
And then yesterday I had one full day. So I told myself in the afternoon, I'm going to just finish the intro of the vlog. And I started the intro. And then I only did like maybe just, yeah.
But how much footage do you have to go through to edit your vlog?
Actually, it depends actually, but can you imagine one whole day, right? So it's like
hundreds
most
of clips.
Yeah, probably 50 or 60 clips of 3-4 minutes.
Oh, quite a lot. There's a lot of.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to actually go through, and then I have to remember what happened that day, and then what's the vlog style, and then yeah. So that's quite a hassle. But anyways, the thing is, just doing it with small wins, you know. So I did the intro already, right? Yep, so after that, I stopped, and then I had to go and work and stuff like that, and teach bounce and go for meetings and the whole day, the whole grind.
Yep, yep.
And after that, at night, after bounce, and last night was an intense session, I told myself when I went back, I have to do at least half the vlog. At least half.
Did you?
I finished the vlog.
Congrats.
Yeah, but I did it up to 4 a.m. So
what?
It was crazy. I'm feeling super tired now, but I feel accomplished, you know, at 4 a.m. I was like, yes, I did it. And yeah, so I grind through, and I think that's the thing, but can I do it daily? You know what I mean? Like today, I wanted to do another video for a corporate video, but
Casey did it.
Yeah, that's right. That's why
he's crazy.
That's what makes him great, because he did it every day, and every day he did it with that kind of thinking that it has to be of that standard, and it has to be better than the last vlog. And you know,
yeah,
it's like you keep pushing yourself and you keep getting better and better. Like, that's what makes a person win, a company win, you know?
So I should do Inner Coco Daily.
No, that's the crazy. But anyway, you got your new project coming out, your new company.
No, I have the new YouTube series coming up.
YouTube series?
Yeah. It's going to be...
For Welcome Home?
No. It's going to be for the new... I don't know where it's right. I'll just announce it now anyway. No one is listening.
Yeah. So, no one except the 100 people that we just connected with.
Yes. The 100, yes. Yeah. So I have... We are going... Me and a friend of mine, we're going to start up a videography company.
Mm.
And... just got a name for it yesterday. It's called Color Smith Workshop.
Yeah, how do you spell that?
Color Smith, like, you know, blacksmith, but Color Smith, okay. And then workshop.
All right.
Yeah, because we were kind of playing around the names, and the moment I put down the word Color Smith workshop to my friend, we had the same image pop in our head. Like,
what's the image?
Like literally a blacksmith.
Oh.
Hammering out rainbows.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be our logo. Blacksmith character.
Yeah.
Hammering out rainbows.
Colors. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
So we wanted to focus on the wedding.
Mm.
Oh, so if you quote this podcast, you're going to have a special price of 1,088.
Are you sure?
Yeah, for a wedding.
You're putting it out now. 1,088. That's very low price.
Oh, I mean, if you,
that's a crazy price.
If you quote the podcast.
If you quote, okay.
And also, I think
100 people in the world.
If
and you have to be in Singapore.
Yeah, you have to be in Singapore as well.
That's right.
But you know, if you listen to me, and then you need to find a wedding videographer.
Mm.
Come. I'll put it in the show notes, and you can click on us when the website is up. That's so right, it should right. be. I just saw a discount link for Wix.com.
Oh.
So they are like a, you know, website builder.
Yeah.
50%. Oh, yeah, it's a sign. It's a universal sign.
Nice.
So I will go buy the domain tonight.
Yeah.
Colorsmithworkshop.com.
Mm.
And give me your money.
That's right. Welcome to the grind, guys.
Yeah. So actually, the whole idea of being a wedding videographer is not because I enjoy film.
Mm.
In fact, it has never occurred to me.
Like, so you just recently started filming and editing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not even out of passion at first. It wasn't a passion. It was just born out of necessity.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
You're trying to help build a media empire for, we cannot say it, right?
No. Well, I was just helping out. And then, you know, sometimes when you start to do things, start to gain a bit of
momentum.
Not momentum, like you start to like it.
Yeah.
It's the same. I think it's the same for, I think this is just me, I think, because like back in when I was in uni, I told myself, like I actually announced, like I don't want to be researching on eucalyptus, which is a tree, a type of tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up researching on eucalyptus.
Uh-huh. Why? What made you research?
Yeah. So the situation was funny because we were like on the third year.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you want to go to the fourth year for research,
yeah,
you have to apply like separately.
Uh-huh.
And then I was just looking around the, you know, the various subjects to research on.
Mm.
And there's this one company that is paying you $5,000 of scholarship with a summer job.
Oh, to research on eucalyptus.
Yeah, and no one was taking it for the past 3 years.
Ah.
So, you know, I wanted to do another subject, which is computation on some climate change.
Oh, this big ticket items kind of thing.
Yeah, but it did not pay me 5K and a summer job.
Ah, so then you took that for the money.
Yeah, simply because, and then I you know, I kind of liked it, and I think I'm probably one of the few persons in this world has in-depth information or in-depth knowledge about this species.
Oh.
Called the, the common name is a white. I forgot the name. But it's a Eucalyptus danii.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that is, because not many people in this world have in-depth knowledge of this species. Like they know.
Oh.
About this thing,
but they don't have
they don't specialize in it.
Yeah. The details. And talking about that, right? You are a person, right, that remembers a lot of things. I cannot remember half the things you remember. Like you remember details, you know, like the names, and then even the places that you've been,
yep,
streets that you've traveled, information that you've read. I don't know how you store all those information. Eh.
Big head.
Yeah, you're just talent, man. You're like a sponge. You know, you can. I'm like a sponge. I like to listen to all this information, right? But I remember them in theories, you know, like big,
yep,
things, right? But you ask me details, right? I can't like say it out. But I have these core values that I believe in, you know what I mean?
What is it?
Like for example, we say like habits and then friends and all those. But you can actually go into details of those, you know?
But
that's your strength.
The thing I remember is only the recent, you know?
Really?
Recent no, five, but, 5 years.
Recent 5 years, but that's quite a lot already. But then again, you know, everyone has,
like, you asked me to do a, you give me a high school maths paper. Yeah.
Okay, so
I'll,
you're not,
fail it, man.
Yeah, yeah. So it's maybe you can remember. Yeah, I'll definitely fail. But then again, I got B3 for my maths. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, you know how I get B3 for my maths? What? I tell you, it's incredible. I was an F9 student for maths throughout. No, you see my report card from Sec 1 to Sec 4, right?
Yep.
F9, no, and then my teachers, right, were like, "Oh, you're a hopeless case. You definitely fail maths one kind of thing." Then my friend just asked me to do 10-year series for the last month before the O levels. No.
Yep.
Yeah, just do 10-year series. No, just do 10-year series. Just do every day. Just do. No, you don't know. You so just do. I'll tell you the answer after that. And then I just finished.
You got B3.
Like, I got B3. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously. So right, it's the same as my driving test. You know. So driving test, everybody fails final theory and all those, right? But then, you know, before my final theory, right, I actually, someone sent me this program where you can just, it's on your laptop, right? You on it and then it has the test.
Oh, okay.
Right? You just do the test over and over and over again and the questions are the same, no?
Yeah.
So I just did it one day before. I didn't even read the book. I didn't even buy the final theory book, no?
What?
Seriously. And I just did it over and over again, right?
And you passed it?
And I passed it.
Wow, congrats, man.
So it's that's why, I don't know, is it like a shortcut to learning? But anyway, yeah, that's like, you know, you just have to understand the formula, right? And then you can put it to a lot of things, you know? Then that's how I do it for business. So it's like, whatever I need, I go and find now, and then I would absorb it, and then I'll internalize it, and then I'll put it to my own business, to my own needs. So I cannot help, like, you know, a lot of other people. Like,
But there's a big problem. See, a lot of people don't actually learn how to, you know, use useful stuff.
Internalize what they hear. Which is why I don't understand, because, but then again, right, sometimes like when I tell you certain things, right,
yep,
you can understand, right? But when I tell other people certain things, right, they can't, they think like just the topic on infinite and finite games, they're like, are you crazy? There's no such thing. You know, They don't understand. They don't accept.
Yeah, was, I think the majority of the people in the world, or at least in the, you know, where we live.
Yeah. They don't think.
They literally don't think.
They just get feed information, right?
Like, like thinking is a very difficult thing. Yeah. A very rare.
Yeah.
It's a very rare activity to be thinking.
Yeah. And if you're a thinker, right, you're weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're weird. You know, you're like, why are you thinking about such things? You know, I always get this.
The famous quote is, don't rock the boat.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct, correct. Act go blur, with the flow.
Act blur, live longer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's why I always get into trouble. Even in army.
Well, that is for another topic another day.
Yeah.
Because the army, we have a lot of topic to talk about.
Yeah. You can't think, man, you know. You just follow instructions.
Yeah, but
something I didn't.
I know, it's like the other day I saw the news. Singaporeans are always going to places that are popular.
Oh, is it by the bald guy traveler
thing?
Yeah. Do you know that bald guy traveler is Matt's friend and it's the one that was in the lift? Do you remember the lift?
Oh, shit.
He's the guy.
Oh, my.
He was the one who said it to the other guy.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
What a small world.
It's not a small world. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's right. You're a piece of shit, bald guy from internet.
Yeah. I don't care about you. And he's very weird, lah. Anyway, he's one of those rock the boat kind of guy, right? But I don't respect him at all.
You can rock the boat, but if you do it in a very, you know, a very wrong way. Like, he's just rocking the boat for the sake of rocking the boat.
Yeah, you know what he likes? I mean, like, I have nothing against people that have this kind of hobbies, right? But he collects luxury watches. He buys big cars. But he does not have that kind of income to earn this kind of...
What? Then how
I mean, he doesn't... He's living beyond his means, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah, he probably earns a good income.
Yep.
But his bank account will probably be, like, very low. You know what I mean? He doesn't have, like, millions of dollars in savings and
yep.
stuff. But he's living the million-dollar lifestyle, you know what I mean?
That is
a showy thing, you know?
It's very, like, common these days in the Instagram world.
Living beyond your means, traveling to places, but you have no savings, you have no plans for your life, you don't build anything, you don't create anything. He's working in a job, like, cost good paying bank job, you know, but comfortable, safe, but then, you know,
but maybe that's why he's always going to places and nobody goes because it's cheap.
Yeah, but this is his thinking. He's thinking, he has a weird thinking. I have to admit that he does have a certain kind of weird mindset. Not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But I mean, just on the subject of traveling, like, would you go to somewhere that, you know, nobody goes?
Actually, I honestly, right, I don't like to travel a lot.
I mean, that aside, but I mean, if you had to go to somewhere.
Okay, if I travel, right, there will only be for one reason. That is to...
Shopping?
No. To learn.
Oh.
I don't like to go to a place where it's like... I like to go to a place where I learn something like okay, there's a lot of businesses there, right? Example. Mm-hmm. Let's say filming is our thing now, right?
Yep.
So I want to go to New York. I want to go and meet all these filmmakers. I want to see how their workflow is. I want to see why they're so creative.
So you want to travel for purpose?
Yeah. And maybe if I want to go to this place and have a lot of technological thing, like, you mean Japan, right? This whole place have all the lens and everything.
Oh my gosh, have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Yeah, but I saw the vlogs. I saw.
The camera shops is 7-story high.
Yeah. Those kind of places. Okay, so those are the things, right, that I want to go. Or even like go to places that, or maybe go to places where I can film something different, you know?
Yep.
And collaborate with someone different. So that's the things I like to do. I don't really like to go traveling to see things and see scenery.
Like
going
on a holiday.
Yeah, that's right. Like going on a holiday and so I don't know. You know. How about you? Do you like to go and see stuff?
I used to like to go on holiday. I used to.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Yeah, when I was younger, so I love to go holidays. Like, that's the only thing. I have all my friends going holidays, right? Yeah. That's your dream. But now I don't.
But it's much, even much, much younger. Like, I think before I was 18.
Oh.
I like to go holidays.
Yeah.
But after I turned 18, I
don't feel like, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just think that maybe now, right, because the world has become so easily accessible, I don't know what to say, connected, maybe it's so connected, like like for example, right, last time you want to get H&M branded stuff, you have to go to that country, right?
Yep.
But now it's everywhere in Singapore already. There's nothing that you can't get here that you cannot get other places, right? Even the food, you know. Last time you have to travel to Hong Kong to eat all those nice cuisines, right?
The food is still a bit...
Yeah, it's there, but they came already, you know what I mean? They're like here as well.
But they're not as good though here.
True lah. It's still more authentic over there. But yeah, the whole world, you know what I mean? Like, it's so connected. It becomes like you don't have to really travel. And
Yeah. I still remember like when I first went to Perth.
Oh.
That was, I think, probably 15, 18 years back. Perth was very different from today.
Huh.
Yeah. Like you can get, I kid you not, a cup bigger than a face.
A what cup?
Like a cup of coffee.
Oh.
Bigger than a face for $1.
That's so cheap.
Yeah. That was before the whole, you know, the Asians flooding into Australia.
Oh, okay.
Like, back then, right, the world was still very coloured.
Oh.
Like, if you go to Australia, it says Australians.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now it's like mixed.
Yeah. There's like, there's no difference.
Yeah. Anywhere, right?
Yeah, everyone's the same now. It's homogenized.
Yeah, and everyone's traveling. And everyone is like taking the same pictures of the same places.
So I went to Korea last December.
Uh-huh.
I see more tourists on the streets than I see Koreans.
Yeah.
How ironic is that?
That's right.
And I think the tourist that comes here will say the same thing.
Yeah.
I see more tourists than I see locals.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But I do like camping though.
I used to like camping, but now I need clean toilets. So that's another topic for another day. I don't know what happened to me. Maybe
there is actually an International Toilet Day.
Oh yeah. True.
If our episode falls on that day,
we should talk about that.
We will devote all our energy
into toilet.
Into international, and that guy's a Singaporean.
Oh yeah, the clean toilet movement, right?
It was recognized by UN.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
But actually,
he is a good example of infinite theory.
Oh yeah.
Because he keeps going on and on and on about clean toilets.
Yeah.
He has a TED talk, which you know I aspire to have one in my time.
On TED. How do you guys start inspiring people? Well, when we started the first 4 episodes, only 7 people tuned in. Until the 4th episode,
it blew up and there was 100.
Yes, where we sent out the message with our minds.
There's 1,000 after the 100 and 10,000 after the 1,000 and 1,000,000 after the 10,000.
That's right.
And everybody heard us.
This is a very good way of testing the infinite theory because we are going to continue doing this forever and ever and ever. And then when people listen back to the 4th episode, they know we are infinite. We're going to keep doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No one can stop us. And it's free. You know what I mean? Only we can stop ourselves.
Oh, that is true. Because point 6, you don't stop.
That's right. And we keep doing. And we get better and better. Right?
Embrace failures.
That's right.
And there is no end game.
There's no end game. But it's we always get better and better.
Yes, we have to. All right. That's point number 13.
Keep improving in our productions and maybe our equipment and even maybe like have an AI sound engineer next time who can just help us cut and...
What?
Yeah, I keep kicking the mic, you know.
You need an AI for that.
Yeah, I need to get another mic stand anyways. It's too cramped here. I'm getting fat. I don't know.
You have no right to say you're fat. No right.
Yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys like our podcast. And it's, I think, 2 hours. Is it 2 hours?
Random ramblings. Nah, I think it's only an hour.
Let me check. 2 hours, 15 minutes, bro.
No.
Really? 2 hours, 15 minutes?
No, it's only 7 now.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just kidding. Maybe this is flawed. But we have talked quite a bit for this podcast, right?
Yep.
That only 7 people listen. Which, 100 people is going to listen.
1,000 people is going to listen.
That's right. We have a lot of gems in our podcast. And I hope you guys like it. I think we can stop here today because I'm getting a bit hungry. I can hear my stomach rumbling.
All right. Time for dinner.
And you need to go and meet...
No, I just need to go to 313 to collect the internet router.
I can send you there.
Oh, you're going to go 313 for dinner?
I don't know. I don't have plans, but I need to eat something now. I'm feeling sleepy already.
All right. So let's end off here.
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna sell my phone. I think 313 might have no. Plaza Sing. I don't know.
We'll put a link for the Carousel and the Simon.
Put a link for the Carousel with 7 people. You're gonna buy a phone, Ruben?
No. It's gonna be 100.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be 100. Oh. Alright guys, so we are gonna practice what we preach. Infinite theory. We're gonna keep doing things every day. I'm gonna write down, now that I talk about infinite theory, I think I'm gonna write down every day what I wanna do.
I mean, I wrote down the manifesto of
Infinite Theory. Maybe you can share in the notes for them as well.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to write on a long blog post about the Infinite Theory.
Whoa, that's nice. I think you should watch Simon Sinek first, because whatever I said, right, is a watered down version. If you know me, right, it's not detailed at all. Once you watch him, right, I think you can get a lot of information out. Right. Because you remember things.
All right. Good idea.
All right, guys. So I hope you enjoyed the time with us, 1 hour with us this week.
Yes.
And I'm Jay.
I'm Yip.
And we are in a cuckoo. See you guys next week. Bye.